Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Hey, my loves. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
It's Valentine's Day. LA is in the house.
Yes.
How y'all doing over there?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what happened?
Now, Heidi and Frank, you may be seeing our guest in the studio and thinking he's from the Roman Empire, but no, actually, that is Cupid Gary, and he's going to be answering all your love questions. And one question we have on the show is, did Offset put a bad and bougie baby in the Cardi B? We're going to get down to the bottom of it, but first, Heidi, what's going on with y'all?
Well, we're going to kick it off with a love story between Pierce Morgan and Omarosa.
Oh, my God. What? Sex tape no one wants to see.
Picture that.
Wow.
Odd couple.
Yeah, right. Well, Omarosa went straight from the White House to the Celebrity Big Brother house, and she's spilling all the tea over there. And, you know, Pierce never misses an opportunity to make headlines, so he wrote a column for the Daily Mail and claims that Omarosa is a relentlessly loathsome, vicious, duplicitous, lying, conniving, backstabbing piece of work.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to the wordplay.
Okay.
Right. I gotta look up duplicitous.
I do too. But who offered to have sex with him during the filming of The Apprentice, which they were, of course, on together. So, you know, Pierce Morgan says Omarosa pulled him aside and said quite seriously, Pierce, do you want a showmance? And he said, a what? And she said, a showmance, you know, a romance on the show. We get it on together. Happens all the time on The Apprentice. Everyone has sex together. Then
what?
We make lots of money out of it. Then Pierce says, I stared at her grasping, ferociously ambitious little eyes and laughed. You must be joking, you deluded woman. After he turned her down, he said, she then asked, are you gay? And then immediately turned on him like a viper.
No, I'm just British.
Well, Gary, she's your friend. Do you believe this?
I don't believe it at all. And Omarosa, like, big black men, honey. So I'm...
She does.
Now
this
that is
true.
Well, who doesn't?
Touche.
Well, you...
Use me in my example. Although that is my
it's
fantasy.
It's women and big black men.
That's what I'm into.
Either way.
All right, well, moving on. It looks like your girl Mariah is looking for love today.
Again?
For her dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, she posted this pic and the caption, Cha-Cha is looking for a Valentine. Any takers?
Cha-Cha.
Well, needless to say, there were a lot of takers. Like Ted, for instance. His picture.
Cute. Ted's too old for that dog.
Or perhaps we have a Ralph.
Oh,
what do y'all think about? Why does he look like his name would be Ralph?
Ralph looks like
that's a perfect name, right?
Like Ralph looks like a good listener.
Ralph, he gonna pay all the bills,
that
all the doggy
talk,
treats.
Like, what? Okay.
Or if Cha-Cha wants to dip her foot in the lady pond, Chloe's down.
No, Chloe looks vicious.
She looks like
Chloe's on her period. Up next, Chris Rock's Netflix comedy special comes out today, and he doesn't hold back about cheating on his wife, which caused a divorce back in 2016. Yeah, he admits to cheating with three women, says that divorce sucks, and that it was all his fault because he was an ass.
He says,
I didn't listen, I wasn't kind, I had an attitude, I thought, I pay for everything, I can do whatever I want.
No.
And then now I'm finding out that he didn't just cheat, he was a butt about it. Like, he was mean. Like, if you're gonna cheat, at least be really nice to me and do all the things to make me feel like you really love me. Don't be an ass and cheat.
I mean, right, because I don't even care if you cheat, you're like, just go.
Exactly,
like
pick a struggle,
anymore.
Dude.
Yeah, he goes on to say that he's talked about his porn addiction. So when you start watching porn, any porn will do. Then later on, you're all f***ed up and you need a perfect porn cocktail to get you off. I was so f***ed up, I'm a lot better now.
He never lied about that, though.
Not any porn will do.
Well,
haven't you ever seen something and you're like,
Heidi, it's kind of like with regular sex. You started out with missionary, and now you're doing, you know, triple doggy style while you're juggling plates, because that's the only way you can get off.
Triple doggy style? That's like an Olympic event. My God, Ted. I don't even know how you do that.
Damn, right?
Yeah.
No.
I said that for Mariah Carey's dog. I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you. Cha-cha.
All right, guys, in honor of Valentine's Day, let's take a look at the history of those little candy hearts with the cute little messages on them that have been around forever.
Let's do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Be mine.
Yes. Well, they were originally created by a Boston candy maker, Oliver Chase, in the early 1860s, and they started out much bigger and came with a printed note like a fortune cookie.
You know, most of those taste like they were made in 1860.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why are they always stale? Are they so stale?
Because they're from
1860. The original.
They were left over. Well, notes said stuff like, your lips are like a rose, and may I see you home after the circus, or please send me a lock of your hair by return mail.
Ew! Ooh. You psychopath?
That's just somebody trying to get some tracks.
Or your DNA.
Yeah. All right. Well, then he decided to print the messages directly on the candy and focus on the mini hearts and the messages, of course, have evolved over the years.
Yeah, now we have Me Too and Time's Up.
Yeah, okay. Don't tell.
Not quite as fun as it used to be.
Just candy.
Susan Sarandon's daughter is ready for a well-oiled Valentine's Day. What am I talking about?
So is everyone else.
Right? Eva Amuri, she announced on her blog that she is going to be gifting her husband, NBC sports broadcaster Kyle Martino, a KY lube gift set.
Oh. KY jelly.
Yeah, you know, lube.
To use on him or her?
Well, isn't it for both? Usually KY is his and hers, right? It's for
both.
Does
Headcrack have some stories?
Well, okay, so apparently this caused a frenzy amongst conservative industry insiders and advertisers on Eva's blog because they're worried the clients now are going to throw a fit. Why is that a big deal? Well, because her blog is very kid-friendly.
Oh.
So it should still work, right? Like, why are these people getting mad? Like, it's not like there's kids on their site looking for puzzles and things to download and
color.
That's
right.
Like,
it's the parents.
Yeah, like, how do you think your kids got here?
Right.
Here's why she's talking about it. So, because you think, why is she telling anybody?
Yeah.
Clearly, it's somebody probably paid her a lot of money to mention KY Jelly.
You know,
it's an endorsement.
Well, in that case, I'm dry.
Endorsement.
Come pay me. Yeah, I'm a desert KY. Come pay me. Well, Natalie Portman paid $1,000 just to keep a lie going.
Ooh.
What? Say what now?
Yeah, Natalie visited Ellen DeGeneres for the first time since she had her new baby girl, and the two reminisced about her last visit where Ellen bet on the baby sex. Mm.
I said it was a girl.
And you were correct.
You really didn't know.
I maybe did, but maybe didn't want to tell everybody in the world.
So you did know, but that you felt
I still made the bet because I thought that it would be.
It would show either way if I didn't.
So I donated to the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund.
To the Ellen DeGeneres Wildlife Fund.
You know, it sounds like rich people with rich problems. Like, Natalie Portman has $1,000, and she donated it to a charity, which I'm sure she wrote off.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, she knew she lost the bet when she made the bet.
Yeah.
So she's basically knew she had lost $1,000.
Yeah, I'm handing $1,000 over to Ellen.
What's the big deal about letting the public know at that point?
No.
You're on Ellen's show. Let the world know you're having a baby girl. And everybody goes, yay.
Yay.
I don't know why they keep that stuff a secret like that. Who cares that much? You make us care.
Yeah.
When you lie. You make us care. Right.
Yeah, I mean, so I get if you don't want to share the name, because a lot of times people will, you know, it's either you don't want somebody to steal the name, or in some cultures, that's like bad luck to even name the baby before the baby's born. But to share the sex of the baby, we're having a boy. Oh, you've ruined everything.
Or is this whole gender neutral thing? Because you might be having a boy, but it might be a girl inside when you have it. So you don't even say the sex of a baby until the baby decides what sex it is.
Yeah, so when somebody goes, what baby are you having, a boy or a girl? I don't know. I'll let them tell me what they are.
All right, y'all. Coming up after the break is Valentine's Day, and who better to give love advice than me?
Anybody. Oh.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
For Valentine's Day, QB Gary is here!
Yes!
Woo! Yes, baby! Now, I've decided y'all to share all these years of wisdom and experience and share my advice about love! 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 Wow. With our Dish Nation viewers!
You do have the wisdom of the ages.
Really? Whatever, here. Correct. Colleagues, please read me the question.
We got your back, Gary!
Thank you!
Sure do. Okay, well, Jamel Wilson tweeted us, Gary, I've been married for 15 years and I'm running out of ideas for spicing it up. My wife is as beautiful as Portia and as fierce as the brat. Any advice?
Yes, honey, just get you a blow-up doll.
Wait, what? So we are the women of the room. I would say you need to spice it up by, how long they been together?
15 years.
15 years? Woo! That thing been dead.
Yeah,
right, 15 honey. Years, that relationship been, yeah. You need a revival.
Well, Jeanette said, hello, Gary. I fell in love with my friend with benefits. What should I do?
Continue getting your benefits. You get your Social Security, honey. You get your SSI. You get your, all your benefits. Continue getting your benefits.
Gary, are not those kind of benefits.
Yeah, not help for
sexual benefits.
Huh?
Okay, but can I give advice for that one?
Go ahead.
Dump him. Dump him. Because I feel like if you're friends and y'all been doing friends with benefits and now you fall in love, 9 times out of 10, he's not in love with you back. 9 times out of 10, he's just been having sex with you, and now you're about to get hurt because you're not going to get the return feeling. So I would say go ahead and end that and move on to somebody who wants a relationship with you.
So kind of like rip the Band-Aid off fast.
Just rip it on off. That's it.
If you remove the Band-Aid off, honey, and it bleeds, honey, she's going to need benefits to get to the hospital and make sure she get treated, so.
He tell you steal somebody's insurance. You're so innocent. You're really an angel.
Thank you, Portia.
All right, well, Gary, how about this one? Samantha Kohler tweeted to you, I have another one, Gary. I need my husband to show me love from the heart and not from the pocket all the time. Don't get me wrong. I still enjoy gifts, but I'm just not that materialistic. I'm a hopeless romantic.
She needs to show him her heart so he can show her his heart. Because evidently, when he met her, he probably met her. She probably was a girl that liked material things. So he was just treating her the way she presented herself. Mm-hmm. So, girl, if you show your heart, he'll show you his heart.
But I guarantee you're going to miss them gifts, bitch.
Thank you, honey.
All right, Nick. So we have Princess J Sunshine wrote on Instagram saying, this is a year now my boyfriend told me he's not in love with me like before. Should I stay longer and see if things will change, or should I move on?
I think she should stay.
Oh,
because a piece of man is better than no man at all.
Honey. Oh, my God. Where are you going to start with these
advice? No. Stay, honey, because, honey, the man around the corner ain't no damn better.
She might as well stay with her
little raggedy man, honey, because the one around the corner ain't no better. And, hey.
Out of all the times you told all of these people to leave their man, the very one who said a man don't love him, you say stay.
Stay.
Come on, Gary.
Come on, Cupid.
No, y'all,
you don't sound like Cupid, you sound like stupid.
He loves her.
Bamboo Shorty Love wrote, can you find Portia a man so she can stop changing her look after every date? Only reason I could think of her coming to work blonde.
What?
Okay.
First of all, so you finna get red and bamboozle Bammy ass. Reading is in order. Okay, first of all, bamboozle, bitch. I don't change my look according to dates, honey. I change my look because I am fabulous.
Hello.
Okay? And number two, you don't know if I'm single. Do you not see these flowers behind me?
Do you not see
this? Get into it. This is Valentine's Day.
Get into it, honey.
Second of all, Mr. Cupid, your area is mighty empty. Where are your flowers?
I guess I have to learn how to send myself some flowers too, boo. Yeah.
No, you didn't, bitch.
Okay. No, sir, honey.
No.
Yeah. Here we go.
The receipt,
right here,
darling. Don't play.
Mm-hmm. And lunch money can't buy these flowers.
Hello.
All right, well, coming up, could Cardi B have a bun in the oven?
What?
Well, we'll tell you after the break. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Now, the Cardi B pregnancy rumor just will not go away.
Wow.
Y'all know Cardi B don't like that. Well, Cardi recently shot down speculations that she was pregnant by telling her fans, let me fat in peace. I am not pregnant. But apparently, her own team is spreading the rumors.
No.
Yeah. Well, Cardi performed at multiple events during the Super Bowl weekend, and sources are saying that Cardi did not want to go to the VIP room where they drink and eat and all that and socialize. Mm-hmm. She'd rather stay by the stage and drink Fiji water. She didn't want to be in a party atmosphere.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Now, apparently, Cardi's rep then told the event staffers that Cardi is about 3 to 4 months pregnant. So they're actually telling people she's pregnant.
That's crazy.
Ain't that crazy?
But if you look at this picture, she does look a little preggo.
No, I think she looks a little bloated.
You think?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of blow, though, boy.
No, what happens
she could when be on her cycle?
When your booty gets bigger, you know, from eating good or whatever. For any woman in the real world, right. Your butt gets bigger and so does your stomach. That's just how it happens.
And she's what definitely we do, eating better.
Yeah, what we do is we suck it in.
Right.
Okay? If we're thinking about
it's hard to suck in while you're rapping.
It's so hard to suck in while you're rapping.
I'm a witness to that.
I mean, but sometimes you don't mind the rumor, but then sometimes you do, because I know they always say I'm pregnant on and off, and then sometimes I'd be like, okay, I actually know that I gained a little weight, and you calling me pregnant, now you getting on my nerves. Like, you're basically calling me fat.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with liking sandwiches.
I mean, hey, look, I gotta live.
Little ice cream and Hennessy.
Yeah.
Well, Taraji P. Henson is not here for the fake endorsements, y'all.
Uh-oh.
A beauty serum company called Urban Skin RX posted Taraji's photo on the Instagram next to their face serum, crediting it as the secret for Taraji's effortless glow.
Oh, can't do that.
Yes. Well, it turns out that they are liars. Mm. And Taraji commented on the photo, and she wrote this. This is a false advertisement. I am not the spokesperson on this brand. I have never used that serum a day in my life. This is false news and just a plain lie.
Whoa!
I had to try to sound like Cookie.
And you did.
When she mad, that's what I feel like she sounds like.
This is a woman about her coin, okay?
Yes,
because
yes.
One thing about it, she could get paid millions of dollars for a skincare endorsement, so you will not be putting her name on something she did not endorse.
Her skin has always glowed.
Yeah!
Yes. And then, child, the company tried to say that the post was actually a repost of a Hello Beautiful article with a celebrity makeup artist who claimed she used the product on Taraji during Glam for an award show.
And that's the part they should have put in the first caption.
Exactly.
But you know what? A big actress like her that goes straight at you, that's petty goals. That ain't nothing but petty goals. This one was at the Oscars.
Well, we don't rock with fake endorsements, but you know one thing we do rock with?
What?
Our Dish Nation gear. Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear and pick up yourself a new Dish Nation t-shirt or maybe even a mug if you're willing to stare at Gary's face while you're sipping your tea.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, after the break, we celebrate the life of Jimi Hendrix. Coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, in honor of Black History Month, we are shining a light on what is probably the most legendary guitar player in history. Let's see if Frank knows who it is.
Jimmy with an I, J-I-M-I Hendrix.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, the best, right?
Oh.
And there's some stuff that you may not have even known about. Well, he started playing guitar when he was 15 years old, and he actually played for Tina Turner. I didn't know that.
Sam Cooke.
He played with Sam Cooke and Little Richard. And when he was 24, he was discovered in London. Within months, he had his band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. I mean, that quickly, people were noticing, like, how amazing he was.
Hey Joe, Purple Haze.
Foxy Lady. Yeah.
Then just a couple years later, in 1969, Jimi Hendrix went to Woodstock, where he played his, epic version of the Star Spangled Banner.
Right, yeah. He did that without being able to read or write music. I don't even know how you do that.
And not only did he have the controlled distortion and the feedback that he would use, obviously, when you do a Star Spangled Banner and his style of play, and he also played it upside down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was strung from the bottom up. It was like he was playing a right-handed guitar left-handed. Like I said, not one lesson, couldn't read music.
What?
And he just picked up a guitar that was strung for a right-handed guy, and he's left-handed, so he was like, he'd play it upside down. So the bass strings were on the bottom, and the high strings were on the top.
That's mind-blowing.
It's
I didn't know
amazing.
That about
it. Jimi Hendrix,
crazy.
Icon.
Yes.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.